شيخ أحمد قهر إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، نحمدك ونصلي على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to another session, an episode of Daily Duas to Power Your Day, Our Day. Today I have chosen a short dua which is very powerful, beautiful, which we can recite and read every day. By doing so, inshallah, the Prophet of Allah has promised great benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed his messenger as he was facing people against him, aligned against him, people turning away from him, people scheming against him. Allah ordered him to pray, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. I will read it two more times. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is enough for me, there is no God but Him. I put my trust in Him, He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated from him that if a person were to read this dua 7 times in the morning and 7 times during the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all of the challenges facing him, and he will be saved and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had tested this dua in one of my most critical phase in my study, academic career. I was facing the oral examination, comprehensive, for PhD. I had completed my written tests, 5 papers, and then I was called for oral examination. And this is a very, very difficult phase for a student pursuing his PhD. And of course, I turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mobilizing all of my inner resources and putting my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After I had done the best I could, I turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the words of the Messenger of Mercy. I said, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. And then alhamdulillah, after having said this 7 times, I went to the examination hall, surrounded by 12 professors, questions right and left. Within 15 minutes, I was out of the hall, and my professor, supervisor, Professor Charles Adams, came out. We are indeed very proud of you. All that you need is a paper saying that you are a PhD. I don't boast about this. I want to narrate this story that how I have experienced the effect of this dua, and I have reaped the benefit. And I would urge you also to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entrusting your affairs to Him after you have done the best. This is the essence of tawakkul. Tawakkul means, you know, itimadul qalbi ala Allah, trusting yourself, putting your trust, whole your heart, resting in the care, trusting in Allah after having applied all of the means and resources available to you. Once you have done so and you left the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be with you. And this is the message that Quran also wants to narrate when we are given the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to be flung to the fire pit, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Allah is sufficient for me, for us, and he is the best one, best guardian and protector. And Allah reminds us in another place in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah suffices him, Allah will suffice him. So trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite this beautiful dua 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. If you don't want to read the long dua, you may choose the shorter one version. Always you can read the Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. When I saying this, one of our dear Shaykhs, Abdullah Hakim, when the notice was placed about the great challenge, that the shutting down of our services, he responded by saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. That means it's a second nature with him. This is how a believer should be. This kind of duas which come as a second nature, and we should condition ourselves to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. We are living in critical times, so practice dua, practice it. This is the best advice I can give myself and everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us against all of the overwhelming challenges we are facing. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.